This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making a strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public rally at the Tapovan grounds in Kolhapur city of Maharashtra. He said in the last 10 years, the NDA government has striven to find stable solutions to problems that were plaguing the country. Mr. Modi said the women and the youth of the country have always been a priority for his government. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Eknath Shinde was also present on the occasion. 11 seats in Maharashtra, including Kolhapur, Hatkanankle and Latur, will go to polls in the third phase. Later, Prime Minister Modi also held a public meeting at Vasco in Goa. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Woodgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. She hit out at Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government over unemployment and inflation. She said 30 lakh posts are lying vacant in the central government while 70 crore people are unemployed. Earlier, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Dharampur in Valsad district of Gujarat. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed election rallies in Porbandar, Bharuch and Panchmahal in Gujarat. Addressing a rally in Panchmahal, Mr. Shah said the BJP government will implement the Uniform Civil Code once it returns to power. He said the BJP government under the leadership of Narendra Modi has freed India from terrorism. Addressing a rally in Bharuch, Mr. Shah said the BJP government has not only increased the budgetary outlay for tribal people in the country, but also enhanced the education and health facilities for them. He also assured people that the BJP government would not take away the fundamental rights of tribals. 25 constituencies of Gujarat will go to polls in a single phase in the third leg on the 7th of next month. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of various political parties are holding public meetings and roadshows in different constituencies. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed public meetings in Hathras, Firozabad and Auraya today. SP National President Akhilesh Yadav held a roadshow in Kannauj and addressed an election rally in Kanpur Dehat. BJP leader and Union Minister Meenakshi Lekhi addressed the BJP Mahila Morcha conference in Kanpur. The centre has allowed export of over 99,000 metric tons of onion to 6 countries, Bangladesh, the United Arab Emirates, Bhutan, Bahrain, Mauritius and Sri Lanka. The government has also allowed export of 2,000 metric tons of white onion, cultivated specially for export markets in West Asia and some European countries. In December last year, the export of onion was prohibited to ensure adequate domestic availability against the backdrop of estimated lower Kharif and Rabi crops in 2023-24 as compared to the previous year. The Indo-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsula India during the next 5 days. Severe heat wave conditions are also likely to prevail over Gangetic and South Himalayan, West Bengal and parts of Odisha. Heat wave condition is also likely in Bihar, Jharkhand, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh. IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over East India and Maharashtra. On the other hand, there is forecast of heavy rainfall over Northeast India during the next 4 days. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants LSE have set a target of 197 runs before the table toppers Rajasthan Royals in Lucknow. Chasing the target, Rajasthan was 60 for 2 in 6.1 overs a short while ago. Put into bat first, LSE scored 196 for 5 in 20 overs. Skipper KL Rahul scored 76 off 48 balls, while Deepak Hooda made 50 runs from 31 balls. In today's first match, Delhi Capitals DC defeated Mumbai Indians by 10 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi, chasing a target of 258. Mumbai could score only 247 in the stipulated 20 overs. Tilak Verma was the top scorer for Mumbai, scoring 63 runs off 32 balls, while for DC, Rasik Dar Salam and Mukesh Kumar took 3 wickets each. And with that, we end this news bulletin.